Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Drive. It's 5 o'clock. I'm Gail Hunt, and I have a really special guest with us in the house. I have Mr. Cliff Goodwin. Hi, Cliff.
Not yet, but I'm fixing to be.
You came out with your new CD, Rhythm and Blues Union, 11 awesome songs. I just want to tell you right off the bat, I love it.
Thank you.
And we're going to, well, listen to this whole thing, not all at once, but we're going to do a couple songs at a time and talk about it. I want to let everybody know that it is for sale at Union Music and Joe's Albums at Mechanics Hall on Main Street.
Yep.
And you're working on getting it online.
Yeah.
You're so technologically advanced.
You can tell.
Well, both of us whipped out our flip phones to turn them down, so if that tells you anything.
A fact, folks, not fiction.
It's not fiction. We're quoted today in the Worcester T&G as the Delta Force of Rock and Roll by Craig Simone. I love that. He's also a fountain of information. We were talking before the show, there's so much to talk about. I hope we play some music. That's what I'm supposed to do. So we're going to start off with the first two songs from your album, So Blue and Under Suspicion. Now, you had different people on this album for... I love the fact that there's different things. It's almost like listening to a radio show in a way, because each song's so different, and each song is presented differently with different vocalists and different instruments and musicians and stuff. So tell me what about So Blue and Under Suspicion a little bit.
Well, there's, like you said, 11 cuts there, so I'll be singing half of them. And the other half are guest vocalists, and we'll get to those specific guest vocalists. But I thought that certain songs needed a different treatment, and I couldn't necessarily do justice to the songs the way I wanted. So I have favorite singers. John Butcher is one of them. Craig Rodding is another, and you'll hear as we go through it.
Yeah,
you'll hear them.
Yeah, no, it's a really interesting CD. But the one thing that stays steady, that guitar playing of yours.
That's me.
That's you. Cliff would be a guitarist. He's also an excellent singer. I was really surprised to hear you sing. I've only heard you do backup with some of the things that I've seen you with. I saw you with Cocker Rocks, the Elliot Tuffin version of the Joe Cocker Band. And, you know, you do a little oohs and ahs and a couple things. But to hear you actually sing some of these songs, it was great. Excellent.
Thanks.
Excellent job.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to hear So Blue first from Cliff Goodwin's new album, Rhythm and Blues Union. You're tuned to WCUW 91.3 FM online at WCUW.org, and we are your community radio serving you some great stuff.
Gonna end up loving you. forgive me for the things I do. And it's too bad, you know I'm always gonna end up loving you. I just can't help myself, darling. I'm so blue, so blue, so blue. Oh, sure know how to string my news.
This is Cliff Goodwin, and you're listening to WCUW Worcester 91.3 FM, community radio serving central Massachusetts. Online at WCUW.org.
Oh, yeah.
You're tuned to WCUW. We're here in Worcester at 91.3 FM and online at WCUW.org. We're listening to Cliff Goodwin's new CD, Rhythm and Blues Union. This is for sale down at Union Music and Joe's Albums at Mechanics Hall on Main Street. He's going to be playing this Saturday at Halligan's in Auburn with the Silverbacks, and I have him right here in the studio. Very excited.
Hi.
Hi, Cliff. Tell us a little bit about those songs, why you picked them, what's going on with those.
Well, I'm So Blue, that's the first one. I was singing that one.
Yeah, great.
It was written by a guy named Bob Linebach, who was, for any real Northeast music fans, he was in a band called the Rhinestones years ago. He also eventually was in a group called Orleans. Great songwriter.
Yeah.
And it's a song that I've just always loved. All these tunes are something that, for me, I've been thinking about them for a long time. You know, a good song is treasure to find if you do.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, once you find it, you've got to successfully deploy it. And that was always the job, you know.
I was wondering if all of these have been, like, you've been working on this in your head for a long time, this whole assortment?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, my wife, Sue Ann, really kind of pushed me to do this. I'm really a live guy, and I've always been that way. You know, I love the excitement of live playing. You know, like one second there's nothing, then you play there's something. As soon as you're done, there's nothing again. So that amazing situation is incredibly appealing and exciting. When you record now, that's a different story, because now it's there for posterity, especially these days with a CD. You can't even hope that the tape dissolves. You know, it kind of lasts forever. So anyway, getting back to, I digress.
Well, I'm glad that she pushed you, and behind every you know, good man is a great woman.
No doubt. That's not even a debate.
Yeah.
Not even a debate.
Yeah. No, she's
now, Under Suspicion was a song that I originally did with Robert Palmer, and I've always loved it, but I always wanted to take a little bit more of a rock type crack at it. That when I did it with Robert, it was a little bit more, not blue-eyed soul, but certainly lighter. And at that point, I said, gee, you know, that'd be great for John Butcher, who is a friend of mine. I mean, I was in the original John Butcher Axis.
No, I didn't know that. See, there's so much that I don't know, and that I'm sure our listeners don't know either.
Yeah. We started the band, and then, of course, they went on to continued great success as a trio, and then he added other people.
Yeah.
But it was at the same time I was with Joe. So you can't do everything.
No,
you know?
No.
But I think John is an unbelievable singer, and I think he did a great job with Under Suspicion.
Wow, interesting. And I know that I've heard of the Orleans band. My cousins.
Well, Orleans, their hits were "Dance with Me" and "Still the One."
Yeah, yeah.
But Bob Linebach is just a fantastic songwriter, and actually, I think "I'm So Blue." I think Joe Cocker did "I'm So Blue," never on a record, as far as I
know. Because I hadn't heard of most of these songs. I heard a couple of them, but out of 11 songs, for me never to have heard these is, you know, kind of surprising.
By and large, I had the benefit of, from working with Joe Cocker for so many years, the benefit of being really exposed to some great songwriters. You could imagine the songs that came to him.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. So we get up next. We have "Watching the River Flow." That's a Bob Dylan tune. It says on the liner notes.
Yeah, yeah.
And "The Warrior" by Matthew Moore.
Right. Now I'm singing "Watching the River Flow," and on "The Warrior" is Craig Rodding, who is a fantastic singer.
He is.
Yeah. World class singer.
Yep.
And wait till you hear that.
Yeah. I told you, I love the whole album. Wait till you people hear this. And I've played a bunch of these tracks over the last few weeks anyways. As soon as I got my hot little hands on it, I was like, ooh, I get to play Cliff stuff. I'm so excited. So I just want to remind people that you're going to be with the Silverbacks at Halligan's this Saturday in Auburn.
Yep.
And that starts around 8-ish,
somewhere
8-ish, like that.
I think the paper said 7:30, but that was hopeful.
Yep.
But, we're going to start early.
Yeah, and you guys play in Worcester at Greendale's on occasion.
That's it. Silverback's a fun group to play, but we don't play that much.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing a billion things.
I've been to some of the shows, and they are fun. And Mike Lynch, the whole band is awesome. It's really...
Yeah, it's Michael's band, and he really, really picks the tunes. And he's got this special... I don't know, environment. I can't think of the proper word, but I will. He's got this special vibe, that just is commanding.
Mm.
And I love playing behind him.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
my
great.
Whole thing is playing behind singers.
Well, I love that you're singing on this. You do a great job.
Thanks.
I didn't expect it. I was like, who's that? I'm like, wow. And then tonight you were invited to sit in with the Santana...
Well, everybody should go down to Elm Park. The band is called Abraxas, which happens to be the title of Santana's second album. At Elm Park, the Summer
Crisis
Series.
That's like 6:30 to 8 or something.
I think
like that.
So, yeah.
But listen to the radio on the way there because you don't want to miss any of this.
Well, you should just listen to the radio all the time.
That's right. You should listen to WCUW 91.3 FM online at WCUW.org. So this is The Drive, and I'm so thrilled to have you in the studio, and I have so many more questions, but let's get back to your album. This is the track Watching the River Flow we're going to hear right now. Thanks, Cliff. I'm thrilled.
Right.
What's the matter with me? I can't really say. Sitting here staring out the window, this all night cafe. Looking up at the moon and watching trucks come moving kind of slow. I'm gonna sit down on a bank of sand and watch the river flow. I wish I was back in the city and not this bank of sand. With the sun shining down on the chimney tops, and the one I love so close at hand. If I had wings, I could fly. I know right where I would go. I'm gonna sit down on a bank of sand and watch the river flow. Some people talk about most anything, mama. Nothing make you stop and wanna shout. Just the other day, saw some cat, it was really knocked out. Yeah, that suits me just about fine, you know. I'm gonna sit down on a bank of sand and watch the river flow. The river flow.
Hi, this is Cliff Goodwin, and you're listening to WCUW Worcester 91.3 FM, community radio serving central Massachusetts. Online at WCUW.org.
Don't you let me know that you're leaving. No, I'd rather come home and find you gone. Find you gone. I don't want no sorry no. When you're leaving, I'm sure to give you a reason to go. I suppose that I'm forgetting that no one stays together forever. They don't stay forever down here. And I realize you could have been long gone. I guess I'm a worrier.
Yes, I'm a worrier.
I guess I'm a worrier.
You're tuned to WCUW. We're here in Worcester at 91.3 FM and online at WCUW.org. And I am very proud to present the entire Cliff Goodwin album, Rhythm and Blues Union. We just heard two more tracks from that. It is on sale at Union Music down near Coney Island, Joe's Albums down at Mechanics Hall on Main Street, and Martin Muse down on Highland Street, the consignment shop run by Maria. So get on down to any of those places to get this album. It's great. The whole thing's awesome. I just was asking Cliff off. That's funny because as we're talking while we're listening, I'm like, oh, I have to remember to ask that later, and I want to make sure I share all the important things. So that was Watching the River Flow, a Bob Dylan tune that you sang, and you did amazing. And
thank
The
you.
Warrior, which is a Matthew Moore tune that you had Craig Rotting, who's just amazing vocalist, on.
On harmonica and on Watching the River Flow, that was James Montgomery.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. Excellent. And what I want to ask where you had this done.
I did this in Medford at the place called Ice Station Zebra, a studio run by a guy named Ducky Carlisle.
Huh.
I've known Ducky for many, many, many years. But he's Buddy Guy's engineer, essentially.
Oh,
I think
geez.
He's even got a Grammy for a Buddy Guy record.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's got great ears. He's an unbelievable musician in his own right. He's an unbelievable drummer.
Wow.
And he's been around for years, as most of the people I know have, because all of us geriatrics hang together.
Well, from start to finish, the whole album is really professional. I mean, it sounds
you.
Like something that you'd hit, you know, here on just, you know, not a real radio station, but you know what I mean. You know, something a little more, you know, it's just really, really well done. There's nothing like, you know, out of a garage kind of thing. Nothing sounds, you know, tacky or funny, and I just, some of the little parts are just awesome. I don't know.
I should probably take a minute here to tell everybody who's the rhythm section, who's really playing on this record.
Yeah.
The core band is obviously myself on all the guitars, but Mitch Shakur, as you mm-hmm. all know, one of my best friends, on keys, and Marty Richards on drums, an absolute phenom.
He is fabulous.
And on bass, a guy by the name of David Hull, who has been around in many, many ways. He's was in a group called Fahrenheit.
Oh, I've heard of them.
As a matter of fact, if you ever happen to see Aerosmith and Tom Hamilton is not there because his health isn't the best, David Hull is the bass player with Aerosmith.
Jeez.
When Tom can't make it.
Huh. You have some very important friends.
Yeah. They're I love them all.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Jeez.
And then background vocals, the young lady, one of the two young ladies, one is the Megan Wolf, who sings with us in the Cocker Rocks Mad Dogs Unchained band.
Okay.
And her friend Renee Dupree and me.
Oh, doing the background. Oh, that's
yeah,
cool.
I love backgrounds. I always love them, so
yep.
I have fun doing that.
Oh,
and then,
that's
of course,
nice.
If you ever hear sax on this, and you will,
yes.
It's Derek Dyer.
Okay, and he's with that Cocker Rocks
yep.
outfit, too. Should we talk a little
and
bit about
and he's in the
that?
Silverbacks, too.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yep. Is he from around here?
Well, Derek's originally from, we found him in Bermuda in 1975.
Huh.
Yeah, we convinced him to come to America. Which is very popular right now.
Speaking of where people are from, you said that you've been playing guitar for like a long, long time.
I started when I was 11. I'll be 65.
Are you from Worcester originally?
Yeah.
Really?
Highland Street.
Get out. Because you know, you seem a little too nice. I thought maybe you were from Michigan or something. Yeah, you are. You're very friendly and warm right off the bat. You don't seem like a Worcester person.
Are Worcester people edgy?
I know, they're a little more edgy. That's okay, though. Stay, don't, you know.
I might have an edgy side.
Yeah.
But, you know.
No, yeah.
Like my friend Mike Lynch says, you know, when you get to when you get to 60, you're supposed to even out.
I don't know. I get less patient.
Well, you're not there yet.
No, I'm not there. I'm in the 50s, and I'm like wicked impatient now.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, that's what's happening to me.
Hang in.
Yeah. Well, you just realize that, oh, my God, maybe I am actually really smart because most people are just not really, you know what I mean? Like, that's sad.
Oh, come on.
I could have been a surgeon or something. All right, well, back to the music. You're listening to WCUW. We're at 91.3 FM. We're online at WCUW.org. I am flattered and thrilled and everything else to have Cliff Goodwin in the studio doing this awesome interview and listening to his brand new album, Rhythm and Blues Union. And you can get this at Union Music, Joe's albums, Mechanics Hall down on Main Street, and at Modern Muse down on Highland Street. So grab a copy. The whole thing's awesome, and we're going to keep listening. So this is track number 5. We're going straight through, beginning to end. Bad Boy. Here we go.
Behave yourself. He buys every rock and roll book on the magazine stand. Every dime that he gets, whoa, he's off to the jukebox man. He's worrying the teacher till at night she's ready to go. Rockin' and rollin', spinning like a hula hoop. Junior, behave yourself.
Hi, this is Cliff Goodwin, and you're listening to WCUW Worcester 91.3 FM, community radio serving central Massachusetts. Online at WCUW.org. Left, a little to the right.
another drink. We've been sitting here so long, I gotta sober up and think. Now this bar is so dark, but the skirt is so tight. Baby, I just wanna see you.
You're tuned to WCUW. We're in Worcester at 91.3 FM, online at WCUW.org, here in the studio with Mr. Cliff Goodwin, guitarist extraordinaire, and as quoted in the TNG this morning, the Delta Force of Rock and Roll by Mr. Craig Simone. I love that. You are a Delta Force of Rock and Roll. Tell us a little bit more about these two songs we just heard, Bad Boy and Better Light.
Well, Bad Boy, people might have recognized it from a Beatle record. It was on... in this country, Beatles 6. If you're a real Beatle aficionado, of course, Beatles 6 did not exist. It was all the English releases. You know, it's a whole different ballgame. But yeah, I heard it back then when I was a teenager. Hmm. But then I heard a version by the guy who wrote it called, his name was Larry Williams. He also wrote Slow Down. I think Larry Williams did. It's kind of a cool rock and roll tune, without being kind of cliche, which appealed to me incredibly.
Yeah,
it was great. The next one, Better Light, was written by Michael Lynch, who was obviously the singer in the Silverbacks, and of course we were in Albatross together years ago. I think that's when he played it for me, I said we're gonna cut that.
Yeah,
it's
a total him song. I can only picture him singing that. When I heard it and I saw that it was him and that he wrote it, I'm like, oh, duh.
Yeah, there's a great line here that always cracks us up when he says, when you wake up in the morning, will you give me a fright?
He's funny.
Yeah.
He's a great singer. Now, Silverbacks, how long have you been doing that? That's been...
You know, it seems like a couple months, but it's been probably 10 years, maybe more, a decade.
Wow.
That's a true labor of love. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, and it's a great band.
Yeah, Michael's picked some unbelievable songs.
Yeah.
You know, they're all fun to play.
Yeah.
Fun to listen to, and the people have fun.
People love
dancing.
It.
Yeah.
Ooh, Delbert McClinton.
Yeah. I first heard Delbert years ago when he was, the act was Delbert and Glenn, from Texas, Fort Worth, Dallas. We played a bunch of shows with him, with Joe, also. He's a charming guy and a real, real veteran of the road. But he wrote this song called Crazy About Your Baby, and for some reason it morphed into a rumba, which you'll notice also I try to mix up the beats if possible. So it's not all straight, There's a waltz. The Warrior is a waltz.
Yeah.
This one, Crazy About Your Baby, is a rumba. Yeah.
The whole album, like I said earlier, from start to finish, it could be that I'm just listening to a really good radio show like this one. Because each song is so different and just presented differently because you have different artists on them. So it's really nice.
Well, I wanted a variety. A lot of times when you have, I took advantage of the benefit of all the songs really in the world, because I'm not a songwriter, I'm an interpreter. So when you get over the fact that you're not a songwriter, the horizons are vast.
Interesting. An interpreter, I never heard, that's a nice way to put it.
Yeah,
because it is what you're doing. You're
somebody else's. Joe Cocker, again, we go back to him, he taught us how to serve the song.
Yeah.
You know, that's the most important thing.
Yep.
is to serve the song. That's your job.
Yep.
And finding songs is key, and then of course you've got to get them down in good version. That's why, again, I have people have asked me, why didn't you sing them all, so on and so forth. I didn't think I could do certain ones I wanted to do justice. Mm. And so to me, the song is the most important thing, getting that across, yep. more important than me singing them all.
Yeah. You know?
And I sing half
that,
of them.
I'm going to cry. That is very humbling of you and very real. You know what I mean? That's awesome that you can say that, and it's true, and
well,
I
again,
appreciate that.
I would have to say my upbringing, you know, through Joe again. Joe didn't write songs.
Yeah, no.
So he had everything he sang was his interpretation
yep.
of the song that was given to him.
And a lot of times those interpretations became the song.
Well, I don't think anybody could argue with the fact that his version of A Little Help from My Friends is the premier
yeah.
Major one.
Yeah.
As much as we want to tip our hat to the Beatles.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Yeah. All right, so we're going to hear...
Paul actually agreed.
Paul agreed?
Yeah.
But
he thought it was McCartney.
Yeah, no. I figured
well,
that's
not Paul. Well, for those people in the studio audience.
Well, every time you were mentioning Joe, I'm like, oh, maybe somebody's listening, they don't know that you played with Joe Cocker for a dozen years.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a... Right?
Is yeah.
That, yeah. Yeah. So, people, that's the facts. And there's so many more facts that we can't even delve into it. We only have the two-hour show here. we could do this every month. I think maybe we should have another time.
Yeah.